Now that Democrats have taken the House of Representatives, Republicans are taking stock of their party's fortunes. Already there are hints of a leadership shakeup and a rethinking of strategy.
We turn now to Vin Weber, who served in the House of Representatives from 1981 to 1993 when Republicans were in the minority. He's also one of the top Republican strategists in Washington. He joins me now to discuss what Republicans in the House, now the minority party, can do. Welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Good morning. Did the Democrats win this election, or did your old colleagues in the House lose it?
Well, a little bit of both, but I would say that Republicans made some pretty big mistakes. I mean, if you look at the exit polling, there were two overriding issues. One was Iraq. You certainly can't blame that on congressional Republicans. It was a fact. But the other issue was corruption. And Republicans in the House of Representatives did not deal effectively with a number of isolated incidences of corruption. And the voters sort of strung it all together and concluded that there was an institutional problem with corruption. And that, you have to say, is the fault of Republicans for not dealing with it up front.
Well, did power corrupt the Republican Congress, or was it just a matter of bad handling?
I don't think the phrase I would use is not so much that power corrupted them, but that this intensely competitive environment that we've had in Washington now, ever since 1994, finally got the best of them, in which every decision was made with an eye on how do we retain power, how do we win the next election. And the Democrats, by the way, will immediately fall a victim to that if they're not careful as well, because their margin is not any different than the margin the Republicans had going into this election, which means that they're going to be subject to the same argument, which is that every decision is potentially the one that could cost us control next time.
But what about, financial corruption, taking money, selling votes?
Well, I think that the Democrats have the opportunity to come in and be the reform party for a while and enact serious lobbying reform. And, of course, if any wrongdoing occurs in either side of the aisle, they will probably deal with it much more forcefully than we saw the Republicans deal with individual cases of corruption that came up over the last couple of years.
The president's political advisor, Karl Rove, has built the party from the base, the right wing of the party. Has that strategy now run its course, given this election?
I would not draw such great implications as that. I mean, the thing that people have to keep in mind is that this is the sixth year of a presidency, and really what happened yesterday is pretty normal. In the president's second term, the off-year election almost always goes badly for his party. The average loss of seats in the House is right around 30 seats, which is going to be probably where we end up after some of these close races are decided in the next couple of days. So I would not draw that conclusion. I mean, I think that you always have to go back and look at your tactics again, and you always have to pay attention to the coalition that you're nurturing around the country. But basically, we had a 40% turnout, if I'm not mistaken, in this election that we just had yesterday. And clearly, when you have 60% of the voters not turning out, the first place to look is to your own voters and ask them how come they didn't turn out to vote. So the strategy of turning out the base, I think, is going to continue to be a dominant strategy in American politics for the next several elections.
Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Vin Weber is a Republican political strategist and former congressman from Minnesota.